This is review shir number 6. I want to dedicate this year to Zecher Nishmas. Unfortunately, Zecher Nishmas, we just davened yesterday for Yitzhak Elchanan Shulman. Unfortunately, he has passed away in California. And Rebbeinu Shalom should give their family, my cousin Jonathan and his wife Eliza Shulman's term, great nechama. Can't imagine how difficult it must be to not be able to be there. But Hashem should give you nechama and rachme shamayim. And he should be a Melitz Yosher for all of us and get rid of this horrible, horrible coronavirus. And we should be zochet to find the refuah very, very soon. It's Rosh Chodesh, the month of Geula, where we all see the Geula Shlema. In this year, we had a very fun time in talking about handshake and halacha. And I probably will have two different shirim. This year will be dafka on the handshake. We'll then be talking about inyanim of actually moving people's seats on planes, b'chulu, b'chulu. But the handshake in halacha is a very important one because it sets the tone for something that we have not discussed yet, which is an important discussion, and that's the discussion of the opposite sex in the workplace. And that is a very important discussion. As many, Baruch Hashem, whether they're going to Yeshiva University, and they went to a high school that was only single sex, whatever it might be. So this is going to be your first exposure to the general opposite sex world, even if you're in a secular college. This is it. And there are certain ways, and so we'll discuss the halachas of, we'll review the halachas, of course, of Yichud, and we'll also discuss, as I said, the Inyan in general, of what it means to be different in the workplace. And in the handshake in halacha, and this applies to all different types of touching, Baruch Hashem, in our society now, I might be giving a shir that's halacha v'lo l'maisa. A lot of times you'd give those type of shirs, and halacha v'lo l'maisa, you're talking about bava kama sugyas of, you know, ben sora mora. So this is handshake. Nobody wants to shake anybody's hands anymore. So it's very easy now not to shake anybody's hands. That being said, a good question could come from Corona now, is the new type of handshake with elbow to elbow. So maybe that's not even considered to be any sort of derechiba. So as we discussed, the Torah tells us, ish, a kol she'er bisaro, lo takrivo legalot ervani Hashem. The parsha that we read, Achrimos, we'll be reading quite shortly from now, in a few weeks. We also read this, of course, the parsha of the arayos, of the forbidden relationships, is, of course, the mincha laning on Yom Kippur. And a person is not allowed to come close to any, or come to the nakedness of anything that is aser to him. And this is codified by the Rambam, Shin Nun Gimel, the mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, he, she'azirenu mikiruv la'achas mikol. Elo arayos, afilu below bia, even without any form of touching, it's still usur. What's the example, says the Rambam? Kigon, chibuk v'nishuk, hugging and kissing, v'hadom alahem, v'fulos aznus, v'hu amru, as it says, ish, as we just said, the pasuk in Achrimos. V'lo tegriya mihem, kiruv lo yavo legalot erva. Why? Because it seems to be, it's going to lead to something that is going to be an Issa Daraisa. However, when the Rambam codifies this halacha in his Sefer HaMitzvos, in Isurei Bia, Perakav Aleph, the Rambam writes, Kol HaBa'al Erba, Ben Derech Havim, O Shechibuk B'nishuk, Derech Taiva, V'nena B'kir Basar, Harei Ze Loka Min HaTorah. He would be Chayiv Malkos Min HaTorah. So what does this mean? The Rambam seems to say that if a person has kigon derech arayos evarim all chibuk v'nishuk, that is an iser minatoyr, it's chayav malchus minatoyr. So according to the Rambam, anything that is not just the act of bia itself, but anything that's done derech taiva, of the hugging and the kissing, and he's nana from this, so that's an iser daraisa according to the Rambam. And obviously, this is a very strict review of the Rambam that not everybody shares, clearly not. And there is a number of Gemaras that we don't have time to quote all the Gemaras, the Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Gimel, We know by the inyan of Nida that Rashi clearly says that it's Gilui Arayos is Tashmish Mamish, but Shar Kuda Pila Kira Besser is Midrabanim. This is clearly not the Shita of the Rishonim of the Rambam itself, because he calls it Loika Minat Torah. And clearly the Rambam, as we said in Sefer Mitzvot, clearly is stating the precursor to that is Chibuk Benisha, and that would be Usur as well. However, the Ramban does not understand in his Hasagas, the Ramban on Sefer Mitzvot, he says, V'zeh Yisra Midrabanan. Oh, Yiyah Minat Torah, Dechul Tahamim Yisra, Bechatz Yishir, Abel Ein Yakar Midrash Molek. You can't understand how the Rambam would say that this is being Yisra Minat Torah. So one has to understand what this halach is. And again, it's quite obvious that it doesn't really matter, if you will, which it is, because even if we say it's an Issa Derabanan, we have an issue. The Shulchan Aruch codifies this halacha in Issurei, in Ishus and Eben Ezer, Habal Achas Min Arayis Bechavarm, O Shechibu V'Nishuk, V'Nenu V'Kir V'Asa Hareza Loka, V'Chashar Al Harayis. He doesn't write the word Minatar, the Rambam's exact Lashon. However, the Ramah codifies this and says that Chayiv Aleh Miso Ikares. But again, this is talking about, doesn't exactly discuss the Chibuk B'Nishuk as the Shulchan Aruch clearly states. So we have to understand that when it comes to the issue of to determine what is exactly the issue over here when it comes to the actual handshake, what category does it fit into? I had paused for a moment because it's so beautiful. I hear in the background a wedding taking place right above our street. Those that know En Gedi, across the street from the yeshiva, there is a wedding taking place. Very, very miragesh. So I'm going to give different shitos now, and we're going to look at different possibilities of the actual handshake itself. I hope that I've helped in understanding that whether the machlok is a deraita or a rabbanon, what I wanted to frame is that in accordance with the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it seems clear that maybe it only applies to an actual chibuk v'nishuk. That's obvious. And one can certainly say that any time there would be kissing or hugging for any reason, that would be usur. However, one could also argue, and therefore what? Therefore, a handshake clearly has no lust in it. There's no sexual nature really in it. And therefore, maybe that would be mutter. One could argue, though, that the key word here in the Rambam was derech taiva. And there is no derech taiva here. I'm going for a job interview. What choice do I have? I have to shake the hand of the woman. Or I'm not even in a job interview. I have a business meeting, and this is the way the business meeting closes. Now, clearly, this would not apply in a case where it's obvious that there is nana mikirov. I had a student ask me once about an intern that he was working with who would like to give brief massages to some of the interns. That is clearly going to be usur according to all the shitos. Again, even though the Ramban says it's only this derabanan, it doesn't really matter because that would be usur. So I want to take the different approaches here. And approach number one that I want to take is the approach of my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron's approach is that there is room to be mekel. And the reason why there is room to be mekel, says Rav Aaron, is a basic understanding based on the laws of the Kohen Gadol. And here we will quote the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Maseches Sota says the following thing. The Yerushalmi tells us what was the process of the Sota process. V'haya maniach et yad. The Kohen would take her hand, tachter, underneath, umenifa. So clearly he would touch her hand. Ve'ena davar ke'or. Maybe a mappa. Maybe we say that he brought a gloves. Nowadays we're very into the gloves. Ve'ena chatzas. Can't be. Why? Because there can't be a chatzitza between the two. By the way, gloves are never a heter for negia. Weiter. Umevia kohen zaken. Maybe it was a kohen zaken. He's got no thoughts of any sexuality. Understand who this woman is. This is a sota who is accused of sexual impropriety. If anyone the kohen shouldn't be touching, it should be this woman. Maybe the afilo tamir yelet she'en bel yetzahara. What is it? So says the Korban Aida explaining this, and this is what Rav Aaron quoted, afilo kohen bachur
He's a bachar. He's a strapping bachar. Ari ra. He's like an ari. Ve'ein lachush l'hir she'ein yitzei tzahara. There's no yetzahara motzi l'fnei sham mutetas. There are certain times where we say that there is no yetzahara in a situation because of the fact that obviously there's no thought of that now. He's doing avodas kodesh. And therefore, there's no inyan. This is the same heter that can and is used, of course, when it comes to doctors. Doctors have to medically touch women, and they are allowed to go into this profession. They're allowed to even go into professions that are very, very close encounters with women and touching them in places that are generally deemed as private. And it's mutter for the same type of idea. This is I don't want to call it avodas kodesh, but it is. He's saving people's lives, especially now. We give great kudos to the doctors and all the healthcare nurses and all the healthcare professionals who are literally saving lives, not sleeping. It's unbelievable. And that's one possible way of looking at this inyan. Number two, and it's really the same, I think. The Nishmas Chaim of Chaim Berlin says the following. So first he was asked, can you shake the hand? And because you're showing chen to a non-Jew, you're showing chen to a Russia. Being on the tias yad ha-poshin, people who are not following the right ways, ain't shum itzer bazeh. The ain bazeh hodah v'chizuk doesn't mean a lot to libam. And he says, but what about the case of asking, can a man shake a woman's hand? Vadai says the Nishmas Chaim, im yacholi zahir bazeh matoiv. If a person is able to, had the ability to not do it, to get out of it, to say, I'm sorry, you know, I have corona, or sorry, I just got over a cold, or put his hands in his, something that he could get it without embarrassing her, for sure you should do that. Aval, im e'epshar, if it's impossible to do that, lahansil mizeh, kigon, for example, Im hanochris kidam shotet yadad, she now puts her hand out. She clearly wants you to return, and you're going to say, "I'm sorry, I'm Orthodox, and we don't shake hands of women." And she's not going to understand. She's going to go home, and there's going to be a whole thing that's going to start now because you wouldn't shake her hand. They ain't datol l'shem here, chas v'shalom. He's not thinking about here. He just wants to get out of the situation. Ain't lahachmir v'zeh. V'darcher darchei noyim. V'yashaf is l'shem alokecha. I think a lot about this in this time that we're in now, because a lot of people have said that the dacher dacheinom, we have to look at some of the laws and say that, just as an example, the difficulty about tefilas kelim, and the difficulty when it comes to different halachas, where dacher dacheinom, we have to say the Torah doesn't want us to put our life in danger potentially, but in this case as well. We have to be nice people, and people shouldn't look at us, as he writes, V'lo yomar, yiratz Hashem, shem mishugadim, v'en lam darach eretz. This woman who comes home is not going to be able to explain to the husband the whole lumdah, so on and so forth. He must hold like the Rambam, that it's a deraisa, even though the Rambam says derabban, it's still aser, chibuk nishuk, and derech tar. No lumdahs over here. The tachlis, that would be the inyan. And therefore, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Berlin, all say that there is room to be makel. Everybody agrees that if you can avoid it, please avoid it. No question about that. Then comes the shita of Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe has a number of different tshuvas on this, and it's interesting to note that these tshuvas, I think, were somewhat misinterpreted. The first of the tshuvas that I'll quote is in Eben Ezer, Chelik Dalet Simon Lamed Beis, Ha Shota Yad Leisha, B'Tava Shota Yad Leisha, K'derech Hanato Shalom, B'Yishatam, just to say hi, Guvade Pashat Aser, there's no question that it's Aser. Yishachuk Dam Derech Taiv V'Ana. He says, still, I'm Choshesh, there's a Derech Taiv V'Ana. And even the question, well, I live in France, and everybody kisses in France, I'm Choshesh, that's always going to be called Derech Taiv. And then there's a level of under that, which is it's not necessary, because but I'm choshesh is derech taiva, and that's what the Rambam says. Derech taiva is us. It doesn't matter if it's actual hugging and kissing, anything, any type of touching. Obviously, if it's with your girlfriend and you're holding her hand, clearly it's being done for that reason. And here he's choshesh for that, and therefore he can't allow it. And however, what's interesting that he writes is the following: Yesh li dun lekatzchus. He says, it's true, I read a chelek aleph in Eben Ezer Nun Vav, that he knows that there are Yiras Hashem that are making on this. And he said, I'm Malamed Zchus. I'm not saying it's Mutter, but I'm Malamed Zchus. Rav Moshe is not going to write that I'm Malamed Zchus on people who violate Shabbos. I'm not going to say I'm Malamed Zchus on someone who doesn't. What, but here we have no choice. And he says, and therefore he's Kapschus. Shlo Yisrael Derech, maybe they're not doing a Derech Taiva, and they know that it's not Chiba Lechula. But he says, Kashali Smachazem. So I think it's clear from Rav Moshe that, as many have quoted, that Rav Moshe clearly was against this, and there would be no heter for this. However, what's very, very interesting is that there are those who call Rav Moshe in this the Mekel. And amongst them is Yibod L'Chaim, the great Rav Sternbach. And Rav Sternbach says in his Moedim Azmanim, in Chelek Hay, and relates the following. So Rav Sternbach tells the story about the Chazon Ish. And there he writes that in the Chazon Ish, and he has this in his Tshuvas as well, that there was a story about a person. I'm just going to embellish the story a bit to make it fun. He went Shana Aleph, he went Shana Beis, and everything went wonderful. He went Shana Gimel, Shana Dalet. And finally his father's like, Nu, what's going to be with you? Happens to be the parents are not from. And the kid says, I want to learn Torah for the rest of my life. And the father says, you know what? You're lucky, I'm rich, and I can support you. And I'm going to let you learn. And the kid's so excited, so amazed. And he says, yes, I know what Torah is. Your grandfather was a big Torah learner. But here's the problem. Now you're going to be in Shiduchim very soon, obviously. And I need to tell you something that you didn't know. You're adopted. You're adopted when you were, whatever the story may be, even when his mother died when he was young, and he got remarried very quickly and he never told the boy. He was 2 years old. He didn't know. Or they had to adopt him, real adoption. So he says, now really you have a shiloh. This is not for now. The shiloh about adopted children from when they're child, about being shomer negiah. But it was clear for this boy, now he's 4 years out, obviously quite charedi. So, and he knows everything. And, you know, so he says he doesn't know what to do. Because the father says, listen, you're going to come home, what, twice a year maybe, from Eretz Yisrael. I want you to show Ahava to your mother. So your mother, for the last 18 years, you thought it was your mother, so new. So he says, I don't know, I know you can't hug her and kiss her anymore, because I know the halachas. All I want you to do is give her a nice, firm handshake to show Ahava. So they went to the Chazon Ish and they asked this question, what to do. He would lose all the money if not for that. And he says the following. The Chazon Ish answered, he says, listen to what I have to say. Latet yad le'isha kirvo la'ayos. He said, it's Abed Zrayu. It's like a shmek of Avodah Zarah. We have Avodah Zarah. Even though it's not necessarily the exact Avodah Zarah, you can't do it. You can't do this. And from people don't do that. And there he says, it's Pshita, the Albal Oiziv Oiso Yisari. Shalom, nothing. You can't do this. And he says that it would be usher. Unbelievable. Tshuva, again, mikatsa lakatsa. But then he writes, in the, I believe the Minchas Yitzchak as well, you know, that here Rav Moshe was the Mekel. Why is he being so Mekel over here? A very, very interesting way that the tshuva was interpreted. And it is true, as I said, that there is this chum review, that under any circumstances, this would be something that would be usher for a person to do. And there's no way of getting around it. Now, just to back up for just a moment, right? And that is, there are many amazing stories about great gedolim who were in this situation. They didn't have to shake hands with a woman. I believe there was a Chabad rabbi in England who was gotten a tremendous award, a big Kiddush Hashem, for the, I believe it was Jug Rehabilitation. I forgot exactly what it was. And he was off to get this award. And he goes the day before to the Queen's Palace. And they're going to say exactly how everything has to be done, v'chulu v'chulu. And what happens? They say the way that the ceremony ends is with you shaking the hand of the Queen. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, nothing doing. I'm not allowed to do that. I can't do that. It's against my the rules. And he said, well, then don't come tomorrow. And he decided that Hashem will be on his side. And he tells the story over in Israeli TV. And guess what? The Queen had known about this rule. It was actually in the protocol of the Queen that if it's a Orthodox rabbi, you don't shake. And at the end of the ceremony, despite shaking everybody else's hands, she just nodded her head. That was the story. What a beautiful story. And you didn't have to shake her hand. Right? And there are other beautiful stories on this. The Chahira Journal has a whole thing about this. But again, in the Chuvos V'Hanogos and Chelek Dalet Siman Shin, he says, I have to understand what Moshe Feinstein's atzal. They say, how can it be that he allows this? He doesn't allow it. I don't know why they think that Rav Moshe allowed it. He goes through a whole tshuva, and don't you know the story about the Chazon Ish and how he said it would so asar, the chulu and the Mishnah Halachos, how terrible it is. Okay. Again, there is definitely the side that would say that it's asar. Now, that being said, as I said, there seems to be quite room to be makel, again, only in the case where we would deem it to be Shasat Chak, to be Shasat Chak. And that's very important to distinguish between the two.
One can certainly explain the difficulty of understanding Rav Moshe in that Rav Shechter reports that students of Rav Moshe said that when you asked him personally, Rav Moshe might have been more makel in issues specifically that dealt with embarrassment. And in fact, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes LeYaakov on the Shulchan Aruch writes that in a case that embarrasses, Yeshal Mili Smoch, maybe you can be Mako. It's true, as we reviewed, the Chazon Ish is against this. This is the same view of the Stipler, the Be'er Moshe, the Chuvos V'Hanogos, the Mishnah Halachos, the Ben Ish Chai, and the Sephardi side, the Minchas Yitzchak, v'chulu. I mentioned the Chakira journal there where Rav Henkin, the B'nai Banim, finds coolest of this, explains that there are those that are Machmir as well. Halachos Bas Yisrael refutes, quotes, that it's the German Minog. That's what the Germans used to do. And that would be a heter for them. It's important to point out that Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, was famous for saying that in a place where you wanted to avoid embarrassment, you should do the fish, cold fish handshake. They call it the yeshivish handshake now. In my humble opinion, that will not get you a job. So Rabbi Willick's suggestion is to do a very firm handshake. Therefore, you're not thinking about any chiba, only about the firm handshake you're giving. I don't think you'll get in trouble for doing that. And that might be a heter. I did excel the story before about the Queen of England. So there is an opposite story about Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, where Rav Mordechai Eliyahu met the Queen of England, and she extended her hand, and he politely said, being the chief rabbi of Israel, he would not do that. There's a story, the same story about Rav Avadi Yosef, a similar story as well. And afterwards, he received a letter of apology because they found out that it was the official policy of the queen not to shake the hand of an Orthodox rabbi, and she wasn't aware of that. There was a famous article, an infamous article in the New York Times Ethicist, where Randy Cohen writes this diatribe about somebody who writes about a real estate agent who wouldn't shake the hand of a man, and it was so offensive. I think it was a Hasidish man, and she says, this is horrible, this is terrible, and that's not ethical, if you will. I don't think we can go that far, and I think that if it's explained well, and there's not going to be a tremendous amount of embarrassment, it's not something that a person has to do, again, if you're able to explain it in such a way. So Yotzim Yitzvareinu, we do see that there is a machlokes in this inyon. However, I do think it's yesal mili smoch. But a person should never think that it's anything but handshakes. Everything else would be usher without question. Handshake would be the only thing. Going ahead and any form of touching, certainly derechiba could lead to derechiba, would be usher, as we'll discuss when we get to issues of general negi on the workplace, not just handshakes. And as we'll discuss when we discuss the laws of yichud, we have to stay very, very far away from these type of things. And again, it's important to note that this is the Yetzer Hara of the generation that we live in. Avodah Zarah is not something that we're so interested in. We can't even imagine how people were connected to that. In our generation, what the Yetzer Hara is today is clearly the Yetzer Hara for Arayos. I quoted a Sifrei Teiman who says this, that in our generation, this is what a person has to look out for. And therefore, we have to stay far away from this and be miyuchad. It is very interesting that there are those that quoted that saying that this is even better. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said, you'll be more respected in the world if a person explains what his convictions are instead of this always trying to be with the generation and be more modern than Orthodox and not wearing a yarmulke. He says, no. He goes, explain. I'm Orthodox. This is what I do. I only touch my wife. And that's a beautiful thing. And a person doesn't have to be embarrassed about that. Therefore, I think this is a very, very important inyan to discuss. Again, if a person does extend the hand and there is an embarrassment situation, there are many poskim, like my Rebbe Yochanan Soloveitchik, who would be makel in this case.